Well, thank the Lord for that drink of water. I've been waiting on that. I do thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here this evening. Thankful for His goodness to us, for all He does for us. I do have a little thought on my heart that I'd like to share with you. As I heard the thought this morning, and as it was being wrote on the board, my mind went to this thought, and I thought to myself that maybe the Lord just was going to let that thought be delivered this morning, and that maybe He was going to give me something else for another time. But as the message went on, I do feel that it ties in to this morning's, what we heard. But I do feel like it's a different approach. So, not by any means am I going to try to revisit that thought this morning. Look at it as a new thought, something new from the Lord. And ask that y'all would pray for us that we can, everything we say, be pleasing to Him, and we can deliver it as He would have us to. I'm not going to take the time to write this on the board, but I would title this The First and Great Commandment. And I'd like to read just a couple of verses there in Matthew where this is taken from. It's also taken from Mark, but we'll turn to Matthew 22 and 37. We'll read just a couple little verses here. This is where the Pharisees had come to Jesus, and they had heard, they had found out that the Sadducees had been silenced, as verse 34 tells us. And they knew the law. They were scholars of the law. They were very intelligent people. And here they come to Jesus asking Him a question, just trying to trip Him up, see if they could get Him to say something to maybe stick His foot in His mouth, so to speak. But this was His response. They asked Him, what is 36? Says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus' response there in verse 37 says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And if you were to read this same, these same words in Mark, they add the word strength to that. But this is the first and great commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Now, it says this is the first and great commandment. I don't think we need too much of an explanation on what first and great means. I think we are all capable of understanding what first means. That first is that it's number one. That if we were to take a list of commandments of things that the Lord has told us to do, and you were to write them out, that this should be at the top of the list. Above all other commandments, above all the other great commandments and the wonderful commandments and that God gave, that this should be number one. To love the Lord thy God. Number one. First commandment. So thinking about love a little bit, won't go too deep into the word love, but thinking of this in the action. Because this verse says, thou shalt love. This is the action part of love. Thou shalt love. So to like or desire actively, to take pleasure in, to hold dear. Now, I know that if we had our scale of love, if we each had our own individual scale of love, I believe most of us, I really believe the response would be that I love the Lord with all my heart. But on that same scale, there are going to be many other things that we love, as it should be. This is a God-given ability that He gave us the ability to love, as we should do that. There are several things that I would say I love. Some maybe not of much value. I remember just last weekend, we had a chance to be at the Alabama Singing. And it had come time to eat. We had just eaten our meal. And I went up to that dessert table. And they just had a table full of desserts. I mean, it was just almost anything you could imagine. Just all kind of sweet, sugary things up there. And I picked out two things. And I put them on my plate. And one was some kind of a praline dessert cake type thing. And the other was kind of a mashup of some chocolate pudding or something. I'm not sure. I ate that praline cake, and I'm going to tell you, it satisfied everything that my sweet tooth wanted at that time. And I thought to myself in my head, I thought, man, I love this stuff. I finished it off. I cleaned it up. And I went to take a bite of this other dessert. And I quickly decided that I didn't want that dessert. Because I loved the other dessert so much that I didn't want to forget that taste. I didn't want to forget what it was about. And I ended up getting rid of this other dessert. I ended up throwing it away. And I thought to myself, and I even had a conversation with someone else shortly after, and they were talking about that was the best stuff I had tasted in a long time. I was actively desiring that thing. Now, you may think, well, that's a terrible and or not so healthy thing to love. So some things that we do love that maybe you're okay to love. I love my paycheck. Now I know there's a scripture that says the money evil. I know the love of money is the root of all evil. Not going to get into that, but the thought that I can go, that I can sacrifice my time. I can sacrifice my time away from my family, put in hours, give my time to my employer, and they reward me. They reward me with something. I love a payday. It helps me. It helps me live life. I love nature. I've talked about that, I feel, quite often. But I love to get my hands dirty. I love taking something and planting it and watching it grow and seeing the fruits of my labor. I remember having a conversation with Brother Michael once. We were talking about some, and I'm just thinking of some temporal, literal things. I remember having a conversation with him, and we were talking about books and study books and reference material and commentaries and this type of thing. And the conversation was about how everything was going to digital. This was several years ago. And how we had such great access to these things and on digital version. And the benefits of that. And we had this whole big long conversation about it. And at the end of that conversation, he said, but you know what? He said, I sure do love all my books at home on my shelf. He said, I appreciate the digital access that we have. He said, but I sure do love my books. So it's okay to enjoy these things and to love these things. If you were to go a little bit deeper than that, I love my children. I love my wife. I even love being here among my family. My church family. I love each and every one of you and our network of people that we worship with. And as it should be, what does the verse say? Love one another, for love is of God. But out of all these things that we have come to love, there's still one that we should love more. There is still one that wants our love more than the things that we learn to love on this earth. There's one great thing that the Lord wants us to do. He gives us the ability to love these things. He teaches us how to love these things, these people, family. But He still wants His love to trump those things. We have to remember that we serve a jealous God. I believe it was in Exodus where He made reference, I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. I'm not sure if I'm quoting that correctly, but I am a jealous God. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. I don't want anything in front of me, of talking about Him, talking about Himself. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. This is the first and great commandment. There was a verse in Matthew says, But seek ye first, number one, the kingdom of God. So thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. So with so many other things to love, so many other things that can take up my time, so many other things that I can give my time to, that I can give my attention to, how do I love the Lord with all of my heart? How do I love Him with all of my soul, with all of my mind? In my looking and in my studying, I found there was kind of two different thoughts on that. Some in the commentaries and in what I was reading was some kind of signify all these one and the same thing. The soul, mind, and heart. It's their thought toward that was just love the Lord with everything you have. I mean, just give it everything you got. Just put Him first and just press through it and just give Him all of yourself. And it's a great approach. Others distinguished it and separated them out. That the heart, the soul, and the mind are maybe like the will, the affections, the mind, the understanding. And they broke it down and they tried to bring out in that direction. So my mind was kind of back and forth on that. And the Lord brought to my mind, He said, well, go see what I said about love. I'd like to turn to John 14 and 15. John 14 and 15, one verse here says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. So this is what Jesus is saying about love. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That's the first commandment. That's the first and great commandment. But then in verse 14 of John, he says, or in verse 15 of John, if ye love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 5 and 3, we won't turn there, is a very similar verse. It says, for this is the love of God. What is the love of God? For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. So it's kind of rude. Jesus said it, and then it was repeated again over in 1 John. The love of God is keeping His commandments. I'd like to turn to John 21. And I want to look at this conversation that Jesus had with Peter. John 21, 15, down through, we'll read a couple verses. Starting at verse 15. A conversation Jesus had with Peter. So again, let's remember that we're talking about thou shalt love. This is action. All right? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. We're having to do something to show our love. All right, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all these things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. So here we have a conversation between Peter and Jesus. Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? And Peter's first response, and I'm going to paraphrase this, and I think it's the same response that anyone would give. Lord, I love you, Lord. He goes on a second time. Jesus tells him something to do. Peter says, I love you, Lord. And Jesus says, well, go feed my lambs. It happens a second time. Peter, do you love me? Peter, Lord, I love you. And if it were me, I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of obvious. I've been in your back pocket this whole time. I've been following you around. Lord, I love you. I mean, yeah. Jesus says, feed my lambs. Happens a third time. Peter starts to get frustrated. But, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus says, feed my sheep. Some more dialogue right there. And then Jesus gave him something else to do. What else did he tell him to do? Follow me. Four or several different commands right there that Jesus told Peter to do. Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? If you love me, then this is what I want you to go do. Peter, if you love me, go feed my sheep. Go feed my lambs. Peter, there needs to be some action done. There needs to be a willingness to go do something. Because remember, if you love me, do my commandments. Peter, this is what I'm commanding you to do. Now at the end of this conversation, follow me. Our love of God must be a sincere love. But not only in word and dialogue and in tongue only. But our love for God must also be in deed, in action, and a willingness to do whatever God wants me to do. A willingness to go. A willingness to follow. A willingness to obey. The Lord says, do my commandments. Our love to love, to demonstrate, to do something. It has to be action on our part. I think of the example, the greatest, if you could, and it is the greatest example of love being exercised. And I think it was made mention this morning when Jesus said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. And I think of the love that we have read about through Scripture and how much that Jesus loved his Father and how much his Father loved him and that relationship that was there. But there came a point in time that Jesus had to demonstrate. He had to do something in showing that love. In showing that love to his Father, and in showing that love to us. As much as the flesh didn't want to go through that, there was an action that still had to take place. There was something that still had to be done. There was still love that had to be showed. And of course we know the story. He went to the cross and he demonstrated that. And he set that example that if I love something and that there is something required of me, then there's something that I have to do. There has to be an action on my part if that's what the Lord wants. If that's what the Lord is commanding, that has to take place. Think of that song, He proved His love for me when He died upon that tree. That's Him doing something for me. Have I proved my love for Him? Have I proved my love for God? Am I doing the things that He wants me to do? Thought about that saying, actions speak louder than words. And I wonder how much truth. I think there's quite a bit of truth in that. I hear from what little bit of marriage counseling that I had. I believe I was counseled that you can tell someone you love them repeatedly. But it means so much more if it's demonstrated through actions. If there's something done to show that. Thou shalt love is a command to action. That's a command to do something. Thou shalt love. Shout love the Lord thy God. I was at work the other day, and something very unusual caught my attention. I heard a song playing, and the title of the song was Talking to Jesus. And these type of songs aren't played at work, and you would just have to understand it. It really grabbed my attention, and it was up on the little monitor, the computer screen, and you could see the individual singing it. It was from a contemporary type group, and you could see the little video they had with the song. And it caught my attention, and I stopped and I started listening to the words of this song. And the title was Talking to Jesus. And at first, man, it was really intriguing to me. And I stopped and I listened. I thought, wow, this might be going somewhere. This sounds pretty good. And it started off where this boy would hear his grandma in a room praying, and he didn't understand. It sounded like she was just speaking words, no meaning. But as he got older, he looked back on that and he realized that she was talking to Jesus. And it kind of touched my heart a little bit. And the next verse went on to say he was grown and he was in a room, and his little boy come in, and his little boy said, "Sorry, Dad, I don't want to disturb you." He's like, "That's okay. I'm here praying, talking to Jesus." Really, really touching words. Really kind of stuck me, you know, just kind of pricked me a little bit. And the last verse, and you would have to kind of see what was being presented at the time of the song, but there was a group of people standing around this man singing, and it was a group of people that was, if you were to put them side by side against anyone else in the world, you wouldn't have been able to tell a difference. I mean, people with earrings and tattoos and different colors. I mean, it was just that type of person. But yet they all seemed so sincere. They were holding their hands up and they were just repeating, talking to Jesus. But the last verse went on to say, all we have to do All we have to do is talk to Jesus. All we have to do is say we love Him. That's all we have to do, is just say that I love Jesus. And the song never went any deeper than that. It never, that I could tell of my own opinion, it never took on any more meaning than just everybody can come on over, and all you gotta do is just talk and say you love Jesus. And I looked at this group of people that they made this little video to go with this, and I thought, man, it started out with some beautiful words, and believe there is nothing wrong with talking to Jesus. But sometimes we might need to do a little bit more than just talking to Him. And please don't get me wrong, talking to Him is part of it. Talking to Jesus, that is so key in a relationship and drawing closer and knowing how and what, where He wants us to go. That is so part of it. But then there comes a point in our lives where I have to, Jesus, I love You. I love everything about You. But then there comes a point in my life where I'm going to have to do something to show that, to prove that, to demonstrate that. Actions do speak louder than words sometimes. The heart, the soul, and the mind have to demonstrate a willingness to do what Jesus is requiring us to do. Sometimes it might be physical, literal things. What did Jesus tell Peter? He said, Peter, go feed my sheep. Peter, go. This is what I want you to do, Peter. This is what needs to be done. Go feed my sheep. At the end of those verses, He said, follow Me. Literally, Peter, come on, follow Me. Do. And they did that. They followed Jesus. They went and they preached and they taught. Something literal that needed to be done. But maybe it's not always literal things that we need to do. Or maybe it's not always action type physical things that we need to do to love the Lord. Maybe it is more thinking, more meditating, maybe more praying to show our love for the Lord, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Maybe the heart and the soul and the mind need to spend more time. Maybe there needs to be more of a giving of myself than I give to other things. I have found myself, as I go and try to list things out in my head, and I try to arrange them in orders of importance. And of course, we will always say that, Lord, you're at the top. You're number one. You're first. This is, I'm doing everything I can to keep You here. But I think over time, really, much of the time, without even realizing, that things can start to take the place. That list can begin to get shifted around. Things can take the place of number one. And I think it can happen without us being aware of it. I want to encourage us. Make sure number one is what number one needs to be. I had a conversation just very recently. I'll make mention again. I enjoy landscape gardening, planting, and somebody made mention, it says, it looks like you have a lot of time invested in this. And I said, I do. It's not terrible, but yeah, there's a lot of time in this. And as the Lord was dealing with me on this thought, the thought came to my mind, and I try to think of it often. What if I'm able to give the Lord the time of day that He gives me? And that always just kind of humbles me a little bit. And the person made that comment. They said, man, it looks like you have a lot of time invested back here. And I do have a lot of time invested. And I have found recently that that's where I like to spend a lot of my time, in this one area, giving of my time. And I look forward to being able to put in the time and to spend the few dollars here and there to make it look nice. And I started making a list in my mind. And if I were to give the Lord, well, I've come nowhere close giving the Lord the time of day that He gives me. And I don't think any of us have. Lord, help us to know where to put our time and our efforts. Lord, help us to know how to be wise with our time and our energy. Our actions are a result of our thought process, what's in the heart. There's scripture that says what is in the heart is what makes up a person. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is the challenge this evening is, where is our treasure? Where are we putting, what are we putting the most importance on? Because the Lord said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. This is the first. This is all I'm asking for you. I loved you so much. I created you. I died for you. I gave my life for you. All I want in return is for you to love me first. You to love me most. That's what I'm asking. I want some other things. But above everything else, all I want you to do is to love me the most and love me first above anything else in this world. Is my heart in the right place? What is my love? Who or what is my love devoted to? Can I be honest with myself and say that I love God absolutely above and more than anything else? That he is number one on my list. You know, I can't really break down, not yet, what it means to love the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. I don't have that understanding of how to really interpret that and dig down into that. I'm challenged to dig down into that and really try to understand what that means. But what I do understand is that the Lord wants everything I have. He wants everything that I'm capable of giving. He wants my time. He wants me to be wise with my time. He understands that I lead a busy lifestyle. He understands that I have children and a wife to take care of. He understands that I have to go to a job and do these things. But He also doesn't want these things to get in the way. He doesn't want these things to take the number one spot. He doesn't want the love of those paychecks to take the number one spot. He doesn't want that praline cake that I love so much, that's where all my time is and my time and attention is focused, and it's not. But He doesn't want my love of my children and the love of my wife and the love of God's people to take the number one spot. He wants those there. Those need to be on your list. He wants to be number one. He wants everything that we're capable of giving. I am very thankful for His love. I'm very thankful for the ability to love. That He teaches us how to love. I'm thankful that He is giving us things to love. That I know how to love. And it is so easy as humans to be drawn in, to be captivated with things around us. I just challenge us this evening to not let things get in the way. To just love Him with everything we know how. Give it everything we got. Love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, heart, mind, strength. To know how to prioritize things. How to love Him first. God, pray for me.